Hey, it's Kelly. And at the end of every week, I like to share something true and useful, something I stumbled over that gave me a burst of optimism, something you can share with friends like an audio greeting card, something to help us all keep our eyes on what's working and what could be. So I'll be right back with this week's For the Good of the Order. This is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. This week's For the Good of the Order is about relationships and how to hold on to them and what kills them. There's a guy called John Gottman who has done decades of in-depth research about what makes relationships last. And you'll hear that our next Tuesday episode of Kelly Corrigan Wonders is with a woman named Dr. Helen Fisher, who you may be familiar with. She's quite a thing. She's done TED Talks and she's very active on social. She's a sex and love researcher, and I really could not have enjoyed talking to her more. I think this is like my perfect strike zone, which is a person who's deeply informed, who's committed to research and data, and who is just delightfully engaged in their subject matter. So she reminds me of a Kate Bowler or a Natalie Nixon from this past week, or of course, Lisa Feldman Barrett. These are women who are deep in the work and are delivering so much value to the rest of us. So this is Helen Fisher. You'll hear more from her on Tuesday. And this is a short conversation about how to keep love alive. So, Helen, you and I both are big believers in John Gottman. He has like these four ideas that can kill a marriage and probably kill any kind of relationship. So what are they again?
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, I'm crazy about John Gottman. You know, he's put quotes on my book. It's one of those great times in my life when somebody like that really endorsed me. And he's been studying romance and attachment and divorce for, oh, probably as long as I, certainly 50 years, written a lot of books on it. And he ended up finding out that there's four horses of the apocalypse, that there's four things that he says is going to kill a marriage. One is being critical. Another is being contemptuous. A third is being defensive. And the fourth is stonewalling. Just, you know, somebody screaming at you and you say nothing and walk out. Yeah. Critical, contemptuous, defensive, and stonewalling can kill a relationship.
I think about that contemptuous thing because I think about eye rolling.
Oh, yeah. There you go. And not
and
good.
Yes. What a like sickening message that is to send.
It is.
It's disgust. Yep. And disgust is disgust and shame are all tied up together. And it's just like such a wicked thing to do.
It is. And turning your shoulder, all kinds of body postures, gestures, tone of voice is very important. You know, if I say, I love you, no, you're not going to believe me.
Right.
I love you. I mean, there's so many ways that we can build a partnership by not making those kinds of mistakes.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I've learned from reading him is don't reject a bid, which goes to don't overlook a bid. Because what I think the more common thing is, it's not that you're rejecting their outreach for a connection. It's that you didn't even see it as an outreach for a connection. You missed it, that they were pulling their chair closer to you, or that they asked you if you wanted a piece of toast too, or if they came to fold the laundry near where you were, or these things that could easily be mistaken for coincidence or convenience are actually little gestures to say, I want to connect with you in this seemingly trivial way, but that those tiny moments of connection can hold the whole thing together over time.
Yeah. You know, a girlfriend once said to me something that was very interesting. She said, you know, Helen, there's three people in a relationship. There's you, there's me, and there's the relationship. And she gave me an example of She lives in California and it was a Saturday and her husband wanted to go into the lab. He's a biologist and she wanted to go into her garden, but the relationship wanted them to do something together today. And so they did something for the relationship. They put their own interests aside and did something for the relationship. And I think this accepting the fact that, you know, you have something that you're building. And it's, by the way, extremely important that you build it. People in good relationships live 5 to 7 years longer. You know, in a positive relationship, you get hugs. It drives up oxytocin. You feel calm and attachment with the laughter. You drive up dopamine, gives you energy and optimism and focus and motivation. When you play with somebody, it leads to growth in the brain, in emotional processing, in decision-making, in attention. It helps the immune system. You know, we are built to love. We're built to form good, long partnerships. But you gotta give it a chance.
I don't usually do takeaways on For the Good of the Orders, but I did want to underline two things that Helen said in this short conversation. Number one, we'd be wise to regularly ask ourselves, what does the relationship want today? And two, always be building. Before I sign off this week, I want to encourage you to share this with someone that you're in a deep relationship with. I don't know how often our listeners are using the pod to improve their primary relationships, but I do hear from people that when they share, it really works. And this one seems like something that could start a really invaluable conversation with your partner. So go ahead and share it. I'll be back on Sunday with another Thanks for Being Here, and then on Tuesday with a nice, long, rich conversation with Dr. Helen Fisher, who I believe you will never forget. All right, take care, guys.
From PRX.